I'm Troy Harmon, and I'm here again with Mark Bendinelli and Nick Antonucci and Corey Woods. Joey from Covington has got a question. I've started watching my stocks on Yahoo Finance. What's the bid ask they list? Take Microsoft, for instance. He says bid is 40.3 times 1,300 weight. It jumped 40.42. So it's a real-time data thing, I guess. But he's wanting to know, what is it and should he care? Basically, if you're a day trader, yes, you should care about any real-time data point. It's not really our bailiwick. But to explain it, the bid price is the price at which another investor is willing to purchase the shares of the company. And the X13 that you're talking about on the backside of it is the size of the shares that they're willing to purchase. So, and then on the ask side, it's obviously someone who's willing to sell that same security, and there will also be an X behind that for the number of shares that they're willing to purchase. So, got Warren from Mableton says, I recently had Dover Corporation spin off Knowles Corporation in my portfolio. Thus, I know that I own Knowles. Can you tell me a little bit about what a spinoff is and why they did it and what should I do with the shares? Basically, a spinoff is this was one of the businesses owned within Dover, and the company basically issued shares to the current shareholders. So
creates a new independent company.
Exactly.
Totally new publicly traded company.
We actually held some Dover in some of our securities, so we would recommend holding Dover and selling off the spinoff. Donald P. writes, I'm a follower of your show and keep hearing about this Bitcoin stuff. I brushed it off until recently when I read a bit more on the subject. Seems very interesting, and big players are getting involved. I think your listeners would benefit greatly from covering this interesting topic. And I think we've talked about this before, Nick, right?
Yeah, that's right. We covered it back at the end of last year. So for those of you who don't know by now, Bitcoin is a peer-to-peer digital currency referred to as a cryptocurrency. And it can be transferred instantly and securely between any two people in the world. So you can basically think of it as an electronic form of cash. And Bitcoins aren't really like a physical coin that you get. It's essentially just a number that corresponds to a Bitcoin address. So Bitcoin really came into focus when Silk Road, which is an online black market based off of the Bitcoin, was shut down due to the illegal activities that were occurring on the site. As a result, the value fell dramatically for a few hours when Silk Road was shut down. But that really leads to one of the things that we see as a problem with the Bitcoin is the volatility with it. If you look back at January of last year, it was trading around $13 for a Bitcoin. By November, it was $200, and by Thanksgiving, just a few weeks later, it was up to $1,200, and then currently trading around $440 to $450 range today.
You're telling me the dollar doesn't fluctuate that much?
Surprisingly not. I know you're shocked, right?
Yeah. Wow.
What is Bitcoin backed by anyways?
It's just no central.
It's
no
a, central a logarithm. It's
yeah,
a,
basically.
A math formula. Really nothing other than that.
But some other interesting stats. The price briefly passed the price of gold late last year. You believe that?
Yeah, well, I mean, gold's great.
The number of Bitcoins is never going to exceed $21 million. I guess that's written into the algorithm that supports the Bitcoin. And the currency is also so volatile that it rarely stays at the same value through the duration of a single transaction. So it's really been driven by the cool factor and the media that's been surrounding the Bitcoin pretty much all of this year, it seems like.
That is cool.
Some recent news, you may have heard of Mt. Gox, which was the biggest exchange. It was responsible for about 70% of all Bitcoin transactions. Was hacked, and they reported that around 850,000 Bitcoins were stolen, which equates to about $450 million.
Well, it depends on when we're talking about.
Exactly. That's a good point. But miraculously, they found 200 Bitcoins in a Bitcoin wallet. I don't know how you forget that 200,000 Bitcoins were sitting in a wallet.
I found
somewhere.
$20 in my jacket pocket once. Is
yeah,
that
you
the same
you thought you
thing?
Were rich.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
So as a result of that, Mt. Gox closed and had to file for bankruptcy protection.
Yeah, I know a lot of the followers consider this thing currency, but I think the IRS has a bit of a different idea about what a Bitcoin is, right?
Yeah, they actually came out and have deemed it to be property.
So it's going to be taxed at some different level. So basically, from what I've read, the gain is taxed.
Can you hold physical Bitcoin?
You cannot.
You can print your Bitcoin code on a coin, on anything, I assume.
If you want,
you just have to have that code.
If you have somebody come up to you in the park though and tell you they got a pocket full of Bitcoins and they'll sell them to you for $1,000 a piece, you probably ought not do
it. Don't fall for it.
Yeah. Nick, we had another question we wanted to cover.
Yeah, John from Alpharetta asks, roughly, how do the inflation protection mutual funds work? Do you recommend them, and what are some alternatives? So inflation-protected mutual funds hold Treasury inflation-protected securities, also referred to as TIPS. Those are Treasury securities that are indexed to inflation to help protect investors from the negative effects of inflation. So TIPS seek to protect you from the negative effects by adjusting the face value of your bond. And this isn't just to say if, you know, inflation goes up by 2%, you're going to get a full 2% higher on your bond. It's actually indexed by some set rate by the Treasury. So as a result of this adjustment, your coupon payment is going to also be adjusted up. But to get to your question about whether or not we recommend them, TIPS funds took a hit in 2013, posting their worst year on record, and they were down about 8.6% on average.
That hurts on a bond investment.
No kidding, yeah. Something you would think is there to, you know, protect you, and you lose 8.6%.
Right.
We don't recommend TIPS for our clients right now, as recent inflationary data still shows inflation is pretty much in check at just 1.1%.
Right.
So we believe that if you're concerned with inflation, investing in stocks is still the way to go. Specifically, you can invest in consumer staple stocks, and we go with this sector in particular because typically consumer staples can pass along those inflationary costs on to consumers a lot easier than, say, some of your more discretionary needs.
And stocks that are increasing their dividend, too.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, guys, inflation's a wonderful subject. I wish we could spend all day on it, but I guess we probably ought to take a break here and pay some bills. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.